Okay, let's begin. Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. We're still in the Agadata. One more daf related to Agadata. Three quarters of a daf, and then later today we'll get back to the halachas that were brought up in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So the Gemara says four lines up from the bottom. Bamar Bishua ben Levi. Lo asu Yisrael as ha'egel ella litain pischon pelabali tshuva. Where we just had a statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi about the future mishpat. That's why we have another statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Bnei Yisrael did the egel only to create a pischon peh for people to know that there's a possibility of tshuva. Shenamar mi tain halavai, Hashem says, v'hai levavam zeh lahem liirosi kol hayamim, describing the days of the Bnei Yisrael at Maamad Har Sinai. Hashem says, oh, I wish they would stay like this. So they were on such a level, and they did the egel. It must be that there was something deeper here. Again, is that whitewashing the whole chait? There was no such chait, right? People died because of the chait, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, got so angry, and the luchos were broken. So obviously, it doesn't mean that there's no chait. But whenever we have chazals like this, we have to understand it in a certain realm, that maybe there was something missing. There's something that we can learn from the fact that it's not fully logical for them to have fallen so quickly, considering the level that they were on. We'll mention something in a minute. Let's just do the next line. V'hayna dar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lo David roi lo osa ma'isa. V'lo Yisrael ruin lo osa ma'isa. David HaMelech also. The chait of David and Bathsheba. And Bnei Yisrael at the Egel. Really, if you think about it, they weren't roi to that ma'isa. Rashi says Bathsheba. Lo David roi lo osa ma'isa d'chsiv. As David says in Tehillim. V'libi chalal b'kirbi. My heart was empty inside of me. Rashi. Libi chalal. Yetzer hara. Chalal b'kirbi. V'ein lo the Yitzhar had no power, and yet he sinned. And we know it was a sin. The whole Sefer Shmuel Beis is David HaMelech being punished with his children and Avshalom and Tamar and Amnon. There are so many tragic stories that take place. So obviously it was some type of chait. But Chazal are telling us there's some element to it that it wasn't totally a chait like other chatoim. V'lo Yisrael ruin lo so maisa, quoting again the pasuk, d'chsiv mi yitein v'hai levavim zeh lahem liyira osi kol hayamim. Ella lama asu, why did they do it? So as we'll see, tshuva in a second. What exactly does this mean? That they didn't have bechira chavshus? Of course they have bechira chavshus. So how are we supposed to understand this? So says the Maharsha, right here, Marsha says, obviously they had Bechira Chavshus, but usually there is some, if somebody is on such a certain level, they merit divine protection. They merit some type of Siyata Deshmaya. And that was the problem here. Yes, they sinned, but L'chora, the Siyata Deshmaya would have protected them from falling into the abyss that they just fell in. So it must be they didn't have that special Siyata Deshmaya in order to clear the way for people later on in history to say, oh, I can't do tshuva. No. David did tshuva. And Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. V'linira lafari, says the Maharsha, Tehachi pirusho, Tehoyu Yisrael ru'u yeyem shakadosh baruch hu yatzilein, Michait gadol kazeh. Af agav dahakol bidei shamayim chutz miyura shamayim, as we had on yesterday's daf we discussed, Mikol makom, b'derach sha'adam rotzeh leilech, molichen oso. Right, where you want to go, Hashem will lead you. V'od amrinan, dahatora matzeles menachait, v'chein b'david mitam zeh, hayroi linos nitzol michait. And that's why he quotes the psukim. So therefore, it must be that they did sin, but they should have warranted some type of protection. That didn't happen because of this. The Maharal tries to also answer this question. The Maharal says maybe the gzeira, it was just an issue of tshuva, not of chait. He tries to come up with some type of middle idea. Hagzeira and Hashem Yisbarach ala tshuva shetehe nimseis lo ala chait klal. V'yavagav shi yefsha shelo yiv tshuva belo chait. Mikol makom ikar hagzeira men Hashem Yisbarach lo haya ala chait. He tries to come up with some type of middle approach, but that's the Maharal. So the Gemara continues, Ela lama asu, lomar lacha to teach us, shem chata yachid, omrim lo, klachi tol yachid. If an individual sin says, go to David, go check out David's story. Vim chatu etel tzibur, omrim, lahu, lachu etel tzibur. Go to David or go to the tzibur. Kla Yisrael b'shas mai b'har Sinai. How do we know that Hashem accepted David's tshuva at the end of his life? So we know that from the Gemara and Shabbos and Sanhedrin. where the Gemara tells us about David HaMelech. After he died, Shlomo HaMelech was bringing the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, and he was making a big party, and he went there, and everybody's dancing, and they're all ready to go in, and the doors don't open. Right? Lamed Amar Aleph. Shabana Shlomo HaMelech Beis HaMikdash. Bikesh LaHachnes Es Aron LeBeis Kadshi HaKadoshim. He tried to bring it in. Davku Sha'arim Zebazeh. Right, the gates didn't open. Shlomo Melech sung 24 Renanos. V'lo nene. Sushar Mashechem. Didn't work. Nothing worked until Shlomo said, Kivan Sha'amar Hashem Elokim Al Tashev Penemi Shechecha Zachra Lechasti David Avdecha Miyad Nene. Then, when he mentioned his father David, so then they opened. Ba'osa Shah Niznevku Penei Kalsone David Kushule Akateira. V'yedu Kala'am V'chal Yisrael Shemachla Gadosh Baruch Hu Oso Avon. That's it. That story that happened after David's life. That's when everybody knew that Hashem was Mochel David after everything that happened to him. But either way, we have these two stories, the Egel and David. It says the Gemara of Etzricha, you need both. You need both the Tshuva of a Yachid and the Tshuva of a Tzibor. The Yeshminen Yachid, Mishum Delo Mefarsim Chate. Maybe the Tshuva of a Yachid because his sin wasn't so public. And maybe that's why Tshuva would work. Avot Tzibor de Mefarsim Chatayu Emalo. But at Tzibor, if you wouldn't know Tshuva at Tzibor, I would have thought that's worse. And maybe Tshuva isn't fully possible. That's why you need the Tshuvas HaTzibur. Yes, we not Tzibur. And if you only had that one, Mishum Dinefishi Rachvayu. Maybe a Tzibur has tremendous Zechuyos and Rachmanis on the Tzibur, and that's why their Tshuva was accepted. Avol Yachid de lo alima Zechusei, but a Yachid whose Zechuyos aren't as strong, aim alo, maybe the Tshuva wouldn't be so effective. Tzricha, that's how you know. Right? We find many Chazal, the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, also discusses why Hashem accepted the Tshuva of Menashe. Menashe HaMelech, even the Malachim, the Gemara says, you know, didn't want Hashem to accept the Tshuva. He did terrible things. And even if his Tshuva wasn't full-hearted, what did he say? Hashem, I tried all the other Avodah Zarahs. Didn't work. I might as well try to talk to you. If you help, great. If not, then you're just like all of them. That's Tshuva. Right, kolan fahu shovin. That's not tshuva. The malachim were so same kolachalonos, the Gemara describes. And Hashem was choter chatira mitoch kisi akavid, and he accepted it. Because he says, I have to leave it open, that nobody's ever so far off. Continuing, v'hayna der b'shmo bar nachmeni amar b'yonasan, ma'idachziv nu'um David ben Yishai nu'um hagever hu kam ol. We darshin nu'um David ben Yishai shehekim ola shal tshuva. David HaMelech helped us establish the idea of tshuva. There's an amazing ha'ara of the Vilna Gaon. Again, it's mentioned by other mafarshim as well, the idea, but the Grum mentions it, that if you look sukim by David HaMelech, after Nasr HaNavi told him that he was the one that sinned, right, you have the story of the Kivsas HaRush, right, in Shmuel Beis, Perek, Yud Beis, Vayishlach Hashem es Nasan al David, after the sin was committed, and Nasan gives David the mashal of a rich man and a poor man, and the rich man takes the poor man's only sheep, and Davati lo kabas, and the poor man loved his sheep, and he took it, Vayicharaf David Vayishmod, and David hears the mashal, and he says, oi, that's terrible, Vayomer al Nasan chay Hashem, ki ben maves o isha o sezos, he's chay of Misa, Vesakif so yishalayim arbatayim, Ekev Sharasa Zadavar Zed, terrible, Vayomer Nasan al David, ata, Ha'ish, you're that man, and he continues for 5 psukim. Hashem made you the melech and saved you from Shaul, and I gave your whole family to you. Madu abazisas tavar Hashem lasos harab be'inai es Uriah chiti kisa becharev. Right, you killed Uriah, you caused him. Va'atalo tasur cher mi beischad olam ekev ki bizisani vatika chashesh Uriah chiti liosto leisha. Terrible. He named make him alecha rami beischa. David's gonna have to suffer for this, etc. Va'yomer David al Nasan. Chatasi Lashem. What's his reaction? 2 words. Chatasi Lashem. That is fascinating. If you look in the text, there's a space. There's an empty space after the words Chatasi Lashem. There's an asnachta and an empty space. It says on the side, Piska be'emsa hapasik. And then, Vayomer Nasan al David. Nasan says to David, Gam Hashem hevir chatas cholo tamus. He's going to save you somewhat. What's the empty? David says 2 words and then he can't talk. Says the Grah, that space is David crying. He can't even get the words out. He feels so bad. Chatasi Lashem, he can't. He's just crying. The intensity, like Reb Lazer ben Derdaya, just the intensity that he had. And one could even contrast this to Shaul HaMelech. Right? Why did Shaul lose the Malchus? Back in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav, when Shmuel HaNavi says to Shaul, you sinned. Shaul says, yeah, I did it, but it was the Am's fault. Or, I did it, but I had an excuse. And Shmuel didn't accept it until Shaul said, Chatasi. No excuses. That's what David did. David was able to, right? And there's a lot of symbolism to that. David comes from Shevet Yehuda, and Yehuda is able to overcome and do tshuva, like coming from Yehuda. Shaul was tzaddik. Shaul was the siman of a tzaddik. Binyamin, and not able to deal with adversity, and that is why he lost the Malchus eventually. But that is the Gra, says David was Hekim Ola Shel Tshuva. That's Tshuva. Tshuva means admitting to sin without any excuses. We continue. Whoever does a mitzvah in this world, Mikadamto V'holechas L'fanav Olam Haba. The mitzvah will go and prance in front of him in the future. Shene'amar V'holach L'fanecha Tzekecha Kvod Hashem Yasvecha. V'chala over Aveira Achas. But if somebody violates an Aveira, that's also going to be there in the future. Melafafto Melichto Liomadin. That's also going to grab him and bring him to Yom Adin. Shenemar, Yilavtu, Archos, Darkam, Vigomer. The Marsha here points out, by the mitzvahs it says that the mitzvah goes in front of the person. By the Aveira, it wraps around the person. Says the Marsha, if you're ever going somewhere you want to go, let's say children want to go somewhere, the parents are all ahead, there's no worry that the children aren't going to follow the parents. The parents are ahead, but the children are coming because it's the place they want to go. So the mitzvah could go in front of us and we follow. But by the Aveira, it's a place we don't want to go. So if you don't want to go, then the parent has to be there with the child and walking with the child to make sure the child comes in, and that's exactly what the Aveira is doing. The Aveira has to be surrounding us and taking us because we're not going to want to go there, says the Maharsha, and therefore it has to be Abal HaHolech LeGardom, Tzarech LaMolicho, LeLafto, ULaAchzo, Shol Yishamit MiLelech HaCharav, Kein Hu BaAveira. That's the Aveira. And then we have the continuation, the next line, Rebbe Lazar Omer Kshura Bo Kekelev. Right, it's tied, the Aveira is tied to us like a dog. Shenemar Velo Shama Eleha Lishkavet Zla Liosima by Yosef and Eshes Potifar Lishkavet Zla Bolam Hazel Liosima Bolam Haba. So we see, if we would have done an Aveira, then it would have been with us even in Olam Haba. And that's where the Marsha continues. Hosef Lomar Ba Aveira Kshura Kekelev Kamosha Kelev Kashur Lignuso B'Tashmish Kena Boel Kenanis Arlaso. Right, there will be the Aveiro will still be there, just like a dog. We had this in the Gemara a couple of weeks ago. A dog was cursed. Right, we had this back in Chelek. A dog is cursed that when a dog mates, right, he has difficulty separating from his mate. So too, this Aveiro will continue and be stuck to the person in Olam Haba. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Neir has a fascinating, unusual statement. Let us thank our forefathers, meaning the ones who did the Egel. Why? If they hadn't sinned, we would never have come into the world. Thank God they did the Egel, says Reish Lakish, because if they wouldn't have sinned, then we wouldn't have come to the world. What does that mean? Rashi, Shahayu Kimalachim. They would have reached such a level like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the levels of Har Sinai, so if they would have kept to that level, they would have been like Malachim, they wouldn't have had children, they wouldn't have been molded, and therefore, only because they sinned, that is why we're here. Shene Amar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani Amarti Elo Himatem Uvenei Yom Kolchem. I said, Hashem says, that you could be godly, you could live like Bnei Elyon, but what happened? Chibaltem Maaseichem. You faulted in your ways, achein ka'adam tumusun vigomer. Right? And therefore you will die like people, but Rashi says, thank God for them, because if they hadn't sinned, we wouldn't be there. Asks Tosfos, but doesn't the Gemara in Erevin say, we know from Dafyud Gimel, better if he wouldn't have been created? Machlokes, right? Yoser, benoch olam shalom nivra, mishanivra, or nivra mishalom nivra. So, nimnu vigamru, what was the maskana? Shalom nivra. Says Tosfos, that's only at the beginning. Mitchilas leidaso, shein yadua ma yehe besofo. If you don't know, aval kishehu tzaddik, ashrav v'ashrei hador shehu betocho. Right, if it's a tzaddik, then obviously it's wonderful and amazing that the person was nivra. Either way, Reish Lakish says that the bnei dor hamidbar, before the chet ego, they weren't supposed to die. They wouldn't have died if they wouldn't have sinned with the ego. So we're going to ask a couple of questions on that. L'meimra di l'chatu lo havi moldu. If they wouldn't have sinned, then they wouldn't give... they wouldn't give birth for Haksiv, Atem Puravu. What about the mitzvah? Puravu. Shem wouldn't command the mitzvah. That was impossible. So at Sinai, only up until our Sinai, there would have been that mitzvah. Hashem and Moshe wouldn't have reiterated it. But Sinai namiksiv. What do you mean? After our Sinai, it says, Lech, Amar Lahem, Shuvu Lachem Alechem. Right? Go back to your wives. So doesn't that show that they're going to have children? L'simchas Ona. That's not to have children. That's for husbands and wives to be together, but without pregnancy. L'simchas ona Rashi, she'adata ne'asar lohem al tikshu elisha. But up until now, they couldn't be with their wives. But now they can be with their wives for mitzvahs ona. So you see here, there's a separate idea of ona, separate from producing children. Besides the mitzvah peruvu, there's a chiyuv of husbands and wives to each other of simchas ona. The Ben Yehoyada writes, he says, this is what I wrote in my tshuvas, right? He has a lot of tshuvas for him. This is what I hochachti, b'tshuva, de mitzvah l'kai mitzvahs ona, af al pi she'ishto paska, ve'ein erui l'saber. Even if the wife is not going to become pregnant, there's a mechiyiv to be together. And then he quotes something Kabbalistic. Vahatam. So you might have said vahatam is because there's a chiyiv to give each other pleasure. That's part of the chiyuvim in a marriage. But he quotes a Kabbalistic idea. Ki molidim, you think you're not having any children when the wife can't become pregnant. Molidim nishamos min haziva gazeh. Ukamosha kazer rabbeinu ha'arizal. Wow. So, you're molid neshamas, even though you're not molid gufim. So that's the Ben Yoyada. If we think it's only a Ben Yoyada, right, it's on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch talks about in one simon, Simon Reish Mem, the end of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Imaya Nasui, if somebody's married, he should be with his wife at the appropriate times, quotes the Gemara, it's about the different types of professions, but the Mishnah Berurah says there, Vitzarech lekayim ha'ona, gam kishihi mu'uberes o meinika. Even if a woman is pregnant or nursing and not getting pregnant, again, if she says no, she says no. But otherwise, it is the husband's responsibility. Bir Halacha quotes the Elio Rabba. The Afshiyak Kara, who's a Kena, she necholoshuvlis aber, mikomakam shaykh mitzvazona. Vitsara gam uzlinho bikdusha. Here it is. Ki kasvu hamikubalim, says the Bir Halacha. Shagam uz nivru nishamos kidoshos al yidezeh. There's the Shamas Kedoshas. Every time a husband and wife are together, something is happening. And therefore, there's Kedusha that we have to observe, even in a situation where there are no physical children that are going to be created. Okay, so that's the Gemara. We're in Sia. So Reish Lakish so far is saved. What does it mean? Shuv Alachem Alechem. Husband and wives are going to be together? Yeah, but not to produce children. V'haksiv, continuing now. L'man Yitav Lahem V'livnehem V'gomar. It talks about children. La'osam Ha'ondem Alar Sinai. Maybe only the ones that already were born before Har Sinai. V'yom Reish Lakish, but one second, Reish Lakish himself says, "My tachsiv," as Sefer told us, Adam v'gomer. What does the pasuk mean at the end of Parshas Bereishis? This is the Sefer of Toldos Adam. V'chi Sefer ha'yelol Adam arishon. Did Adam have a book? There was a Sefer. Did he write one? Malamed. Sheher lakadosh baruch hu Adam arishon. Hashem showed Adam, dar dar vidar shav, dar dar vechachamav, dar vidar uparnasav. History, every generation and its leaders, and its wise men, its lit, and its parnasim, kivin shigil ador shor Rabbi Akiva, samach b'tarasso, v'tis asib b'misasso. He came to Rabbi Akiva, he was amazed and happy about his Torah, even though Adam wasn't Jewish. Samach b'tarasso, v'tis asib b'misasso. He's very sad at his Misa, right? This reminds us of Menachas Daf Chavtes. Moshe Rabbeinu had the same reaction. Moshe says, sees Hashem tying the ksar. Hashem says, why am I doing this? Because there's going to be somebody, Akiva ben Yosef, in many generations, that's going to learn tile tilim shal halachos from these ksarim. So show me him. So Moshe Rabbeinu was zapped into Rabbi Akiva's shir, and he's very happy about it. Even though he couldn't understand the shir at the beginning, he hears halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Oh, but then he sees his death, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Shtok kach olsa b'machshava lefanai. So it's the same thing. The other Marishon is also shocked. Omar, v'li ma'yakru re'ach el. Right, Hashem, I can't understand. Your machshava is there beyond me. They're beyond me. They go, but what do you see from there? You see that there's going to be generations, even all the way to Rabbi Akiva. So how could Reish Lakish say that nobody was going to exist? V'yamar Rabbi Yossi. Also another chazal. Ein b'David ba, ad sheyichlu neshama shebeguf. Mashiach's not coming until all the neshamas are born. Guf is a place, so to speak, right? Rashi, otzar yesh ushmo guf. It's a conceptual place, and all the neshamas are there, and every time a person is born, so then Hashem puts a neshama into the person's body, and until guf is emptied, so then Mashiach's not going to come. Remember that Gemara Nida, that every neshama is brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he decides everything, right? So, ki lishon shomos guf, shed emar, ki lo olam ariv, lo lenetzach lechsof, ki ruch b'lefanai yatof, neshamos ani asisi. So again, you see from there, there's going to be many children. There's going to be many children. So the Gemara says, lo tema anu lo banu lo olam. So go back. Reish Lakish did not mean that we have to be machzik tova, that without them, if they didn't sin and then be niknas misa and have children, we wouldn't have come to the world, but ki'ilu. It would be as if, meaning because they would have lived forever, and then we would be nothing. What would we be? We'd be born, but there are so many greater people, so it would be ki'ilu, because they wouldn't have died. They wouldn't have died. Tosfos also discusses, Tosfos in Maseches Nida discusses, the Gemara says that until all the neshamas shebaguf are born, so one second, don't we have a chazal in Maseches Shabbos that if Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, maybe one Shabbos, but the Gemara says two, Miyad Hayunigolin. So if we kept two Shabbosos, what do you mean? Not everybody is born yet. So Tosva says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it that people could have had babies like 60 at once, or 6 at once, whatever the Chazal is. Right? Tosva here quotes, Harbe Hayuyolos Bekeres Echad. Right? So Hashem could have made him come out very, very quickly. So that's not a problem. But either way, this is the Chazal about Ein B'David Ba. Says the Gemara L'Meimra, Dilo Chatu Lavi Maisi. So fine, we said before they're going to have children, but is this to say now, the re-understood Reish Lakish, is this to tell me that if they wouldn't have sinned, they wouldn't have died? Parshas Yevamis, Parshas Nachlas. But don't we have Yibum, the Parsha of Yibum, Parsha of Yerusha? Right, so why, if they wouldn't have applied, why couldn't we, how could we suggest that they wouldn't have died? It's clear that people die. Altnai. It was Altanai. Maybe people wouldn't have died. It was given Altanai. The Chiksivi Kroy Altanai. Are there any psukim? Says the Gemara. Yes, the whole Torah, the whole world is Altanai. In Dachi Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. These are all statements of Reish Lakish. My Dachsiv Ayer Bevoker Yom Hashishi. We had this a couple of days ago. What does the pasuk mean? Hashishi, the sixth day. Milamech Hisnakodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem made a tnai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'yomar im mekablim Yisrael as haTorah muta. If Bnei Yisrael accept the Torah, great. V'im lav achzir eschem l'tov avohu. And if not, the world's going back to tohu vavohu. So the whole world is al tnai. To say one mitzvah is al tnai, that's okay. Interesting, the Gemara did not say. Right, the Gemara could have answered, what about Yimei Nachla? You're right, it was never Lamaisa, but you know what? You know, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, Lo Hayav Lo Nivra, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, about Ben Sora Amora, or Abayas HaManuga, or Irani Dachas, according to one Mad Amar in that Gemara. The Gemara would rather not say that, if the Gemara doesn't have to. Right, that's a last resort, if you say it never happened. But here, the Gemara says it did happen, right, so the whole world was totally on Bnei Yisrael's accepting the Torah. The Maharal talks about this in his commentary of Tosfos and Shabbos Peches, where Tosfos there says the question that Tosfos asks is how do you put together the two Chazals on that Amud? Right, you had Nasev and Ishma, and you have Kaval and Makagigas. Right, so what was it, willing? Was it by force? So Tosfos says it was willing, but maybe we would have been Choserbo from the Eish Hagdola, we would have been scared, so then Hashem forced it upon us. That's Tosfos. The Maharal and many other Mefarshim wonder, what does that mean? So if we would have gone back, so then it's not called a Kabbalah. So how does forcing us help? So the Maharal writes in Tiferes Yisrael that no, it means really we accept it. But the world couldn't exist based on Bnei Yisrael's whim. They accepted. And if there's a, if they would decide not to accept, not that they really would, but if they would decide not to accept, then the world would cease to exist. The world has to have an absolute existence, not a relative existence. So originally, yes, it was totally, like our Gemara says, but once we accepted, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it to create an absolute existence, and that's where the Maharal quotes the Zohar, V'lo siya le'isha, lo yuchal l'shachal kol yom, Hashem forced it upon us, so that we would be able to have a permanent, absolute existence in the world. Good, so let's continue though. Meisvei, says the Gemara, is this really true? What Reish Lakish says, that they wouldn't have died. Mitin v'hayel avavim zeh, lahem, levatel mehem malach hamavis. The Brisa says, to not allow the malach hamavis to get them, to not allow them to die, efshar. That's impossible. Shari nigzer gzeira. The decree has already been decreed that everybody's going to die. Right, that's that part of the Brisa, that's already the stira. What do you mean? It seems like everybody's going to die. Halo kiblu Yisrael haTorah. So what was the purpose of Kabbalah haTorah? Not to live forever. Ela kedei shalotei uma v'lashon shalates b'hem. To make them invincible. Shalotei uma v'lashon shalates b'hem sh'neem ha'laman yitav lahem b'levneem ad olam. So you see that they were going to die. So how could even this new understanding of Reish Lakish be true? That they First, we thought they wouldn't have any children. But now we say they're going to have children, but they wouldn't have died. Yes, they would have died. It's clear. Hashem says, Kfar Nigzer Gzeira. So the Gemara answers, Hu Da'amar Ki Ay Tana. Rish Lakish would hold like the following Tana. Titanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Kiblu Yisrael Asa Torah, Ela Kedei, Shelo Yehe Malach Amav Esholei Bahen. That's why they wouldn't have died. Shene'emar, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Vanei Ankochem, Chibaltem Ma'aseichem Achein Ka'adam Temusun. So Machlokas Tanaim and Rish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yossi. That line of Ein Uma Veloshon Choletas Bahen, the Beis HaLevi has a much discussed drasha at the end of the drashas in Drosh Yud Zayin, where he talks about the difference between luchos rishonos and luchos shnios. And luchos, the state of luchos rishonos, he explains, we would never have gone into galus, we would never have been attacked by people, he quotes this chazal, that we would have been perfect, right? The luchos rishonos are etzba elokim, and it would have been forever, it would have been eternal, and we would never have gone out into galus and would never have been attacked by nations. It's just that because we sinned and we had luchos shnios, so then the whole system, the whole plan, so to speak, had to change, and we had to become, there he develops the idea that we became, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us into the Ksav of Torah, right? It was etzba, it wasn't, it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksav Lachap, and we became the Ksav, and that way Hashem wouldn't be able to get rid of us. But that's the important drasha of the Beis HaLevi. But he talks about this idea as related to the first Luchos. Good. So we have the Machlokas Tanoim. So what does each Tana do with the other one's Pasik? It says that they will have goodness. Sounds like they will have goodness, but they will die. Amlecha Rav Yossi. That's what the Tova is referring to. The Tova that they will have, that they'll live forever. Now they will die. It sounds like beforehand they weren't going to die. Maya Misa Anius. No, this Misa might not be literal death. It could be poverty. To Amar Mar, as the Gemara says, here and in Nedarim, Arba'a Chashuvim Kemesin. There are four people that are considered at least partially dead, missing some aspect of life. Again, not obviously for Pikuach Nefesh and Chilul Shabbos to save a life. Obviously not. But in a certain sense, Eluhain, Ani, Suma, Mitzora, Mishein Lobanim. A poor person, very poor person, a blind man, a blind person, a Mitzora, and somebody who has Saras, and somebody who doesn't have children. Where do these Psukim, where do you see these in the Psukim? So we quote them all, Ani Dechsiv Kimesu Kol Ha'anashim, Umani Hudasan Va'aviram, they have all, don't worry Moshe, you can go back to the Shrayim, because all the people that wanted to kill you died, and who was that? Dasan and Aviram. And Mi Mesu, Me'aviavi, they didn't die, right? They come up later in the Torah. El Shiyadu Menechseyim, it must be that they lost all their possessions, and that's what the Torah calls them, as if they died. Tosfos here discusses, how do we know exactly that they did not die, and how do we know that they weren't one of the other four? One of the other four, how do we know they weren't blind? Because it says in Korach, Ha'eni ha'anashim ha'em tenaker. How do we know that they were Zorayim? Because they were B'tel Ha'eda. Go through each one, how do we know? But either way, number one, poor is Chashiv Kames. Suma d'chsiv, a suma based on the Pasuk in Eicha. B'machashakim hoshivani k'mesei olam. Hashem put me in the darkness like mesei olam. That's compared to Misa. Mitzorah Dechsev, it says by Miriam, Alnotihi Kames, right? She had Saras and she was like a dead. Umishein Lobanim Dechsev by Rachel, Haveli Banim, Vim Ayin, Mesa Anochi. So that's why this pasuk doesn't have to mean Misa, and therefore there's no Kasha on the Tanakama. Good. What is the connection between all these four? So the Bali Musar talk about it. I think Rav Chaim Shaul Levitz talks about this. The Bali Musar say that all four of them, in a certain sense, can't give. Giving is part of being alive, right? Giving. And these four people generally can't be full givers, right? If somebody doesn't have children, they can't give to the ultimate recipients of one's love and one's gift. If somebody's a mitzora, they're sitting outside the machaneh. They're separated. Suma can give, but really he has to take a lot too. He needs a lot of help. And somebody who is poor can't give. So giving is part of the mahus of being alive. And if somebody can, so then that is affects their status. You know, the pasuk that's quoted by Nadav and Dasan and Aviram is itself a basis for a halacha, right? Ki mesu kol Hashem. Hashem says you could go back to Mitzrayim because all the people that wanted to kill you have died. The Meshech Chachma says, what do you see from there? If they wouldn't have died, then Moshe wouldn't have had to go back. Mashba, says the Meshech Chachma, Muchach, this is in Dalav Yutes, in Parsha Shmos, Dim Hayu Chayim, HaMevachshim Esnafsh, Dim Hayu Chayim HaMevachshim Esnafsho, Lo Hayetzorach Leilech Lohotzi, even if Yisrael Mimitzrayim, he wouldn't have had to go. Afo Bishakol Yisrael Tzrichim Ha'ilav, even though the Jews need him, Ein Ozorach Leachim Dasbo B'Sakon, he wouldn't have to go. He wouldn't have to go. This is the sugya of Nichnas L'Safek Sakana to save their friend from Vade Sakana. The Radvaz, Hagos Bamanios, we pass him into Rishus. We pass him in the middle. It's not an obligation, but it's also not usur. Right? It's a Rishus we paskin. But that's also related to the Mishnah Makkos in the second parak. Somebody's in the ear Miklat. Eino Yotze Lo Le'edus Mitzvah, Velo Le'edus Bam, Velo Le'edus Nefashus. Unbelievable. Afilu Yisrael Tzrichim Lo, the Mishnah says. Even if they shall lead him, like the Tsar Tzva, Yisrael Kayob and Sruya, Eino Yotze Misham La'olam. Many different pshatim, what that means and why that is. But again, this is a makar in a place where Chazal didn't pick up on it, didn't say this as a makar, but the Meshech Chachma says this is alluding to that halachic sugya. Okay, these are the four people that have the status of mace. Good. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Im b'chukosai teilechu, ein im elo lashen tachnunim. What does it mean? Im means Hashem wishes, then Hashem pleads. Right, please walk in my ways. In bechukosai telechu, v'cheinu omer lu ami shomeali, v'gomer kimat oivei machnia. V'omer lu ikshavta lu mitzvos. Oh, had you listened to my mitzvos, v'ekinar shlomecha, your peace will be like a river flowing. V'gomer v'ikachol zaracha v'tetzei meyacha. V'gomer, there'll be so much I want to give you. Hashem says, and we just have to follow His ways. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Chumash notes that the most famous chazal that we have about Amelus Batorah is in the beginning of Bechugosai. It's not a coincidental that the name of the parsha that has that chazal is Bechugosai. Bechugosai means in my chukim, in my laws, but chok also means lachkok, to engrave, to be chakuk. If we want something to be engraved on our hearts, connected to us forever and ever, it only comes through hard work. It only comes through amelus. Somebody works hard on a project, they're connected to that project. Somebody works hard on a child, they're connected to that child. The Gemara in Shabbos Peites has one line where it says maybe Yaakov's going to have the most love for his children because he had the most tsar gidol banim. The most tsar gidol banim, right? And therefore, that would create a connection, right? The more you put in. So the more amelus. That's why Bechukosai is the parsha with his amelus batorah, because it is engraved on our hearts. Good. Tan Rabbanon. Miyite Mahilavavim Zelahem. Again, the same pasuk being darshin. Hashem says, oh, I wish they would keep this emunah all their years. Amalem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe says to Am Yisrael, Kfuye Tova, Bnei Kfuye Tova. Right? You are, do not have gratitude. You lack Hakaras HaTov. Why? What they do? Bishash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Miyite Mahilavavim Zelahem. Right? If, when Hashem said, oh, I wish they would keep this strong forever, they should have said, Hashem, okay, help us. You give us, right? You're in charge. Help us stay, remain on this level forever and ever. How is that kfuye tova? Maybe they just lost an opportunity. How is that kfuye tova? Tosfos says in the little Tosfos, kach karam kfuye tova. Shelo ratzu lomar atein. They didn't say give. Lefi shelo ayo rotzum lachzik lanu tova bekach. Whoa. They didn't want to ask for anything because then they knew that they'd have to say thank you and have Hakaras HaTov. So they didn't want to ask for it. Wow, that's a deep idea in trying to prevent Hakaras HaTov. But either way, what's going on here? Ask the Achronim. Bnei Yisrael should have asked Hashem, you do it for us. What do you mean you do it for us? As we started off today, Shir. Hakol bidei shemayim chus miyura shemayim. So what were they asking for? Same question is asked by the Mefarshim on the Gemara Brachis, Bruria and Rabbi Meir. What does Bruria say? You shouldn't say, Yitamu Chotim, Yitamu Chataim. Yitamu Chataim you should have davened for. How could you daven that somebody doesn't sin? How could you daven that somebody doesn't sin? It's his Bechira Chavshis. So here, how could Bnei Yisrael ask that Hashem prevent them from sinning? Says the Maharsha, says similar to what he said earlier. He says, you're right, they shouldn't have asked, they couldn't have asked for, stop us from sinning, but they could have asked for special siyata d'shmaya. And that's what we always have to ask for. Even if we do our best, we can't do it alone. Says the Marsha, Gam sha'am rakob v'deshmaim chuz mi'ir shamayim, mikomakom pshita, debiyata kadosh baruch hu lahatos leiv b'nei adam, latova. The Kama Ksuvim Morim Alzeh, like we had beforehand, Velonas and Lein Lavdas. Think Kfuye Tova Veloshalakach. They didn't take the opportunity to ask Hashem, to help them. Rav Moshe also writes about this, about Bruria, right? We mentioned this back in Maseches Brachos also, I think, right? In Arachayim, Chelek, Dalit, Simin Mem Os Yud Gimel. He says it's Doche Gadol to say that through it's the tefillah of a person is going to change. It says Al Tzarach Lamar explaining this Bruria story. Shatfila Haisa Shaloye Elohem Nisyonos. You could daven. Let me not have Nisyonos. That's Bidei Shamayim. Make it easier for me to make these decisions. That's what Bnei Yisrael could have done. Umemeli Yeshuvu Shloyu Hayu Chotim Elam Echoser Parnasa Vechadoma. The Gam Shach Lis Palasha Mishir Misbarak Yaz Bin Lohem. Let inspiring people come and be in my shul, and I can be inspired by them. So there's a lot of external factors that can make it easier for me. Ultimately, the decision is mine. So maybe that's what happened here. Moshe's complaining to them. They should have asked Hashem to help all the external factors work in their favor. So where do you see, though, their kfuye tova? So now we continue. They didn't appreciate the mun. We're sick of this mun, right? Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yuma and elsewhere. The mun was magical, right? The mun, there was no waste. One didn't have to go to the bathroom from the mun. So they were like, what's going on here? What's happening? So they looked at it with a cup half empty, right? They said, what's going on here? They didn't look at it in its magical form. So they were kfuye tova, b'nei kfuye tova, tichsiv, by Chava and Adam. Ha'isha asher nasati imadi, hi nitna li min ha'etz v'ochel. When Hashem confronted Adam, knew, you ate from the tree? It's her fault. It's her fault. He passed the buck. And therefore, that is where we see he was a kfuye tova, in a sense as well. Rav Nevinzal, in the beginning of Shmos, in his first Sicha, discusses being a Modeh, being somebody with Hakaras HaTov, is hard, because naturally we make all the excuses in the book. And he quotes six different things that we do in order to convince ourselves. Yeah, he did something good for me, but I paid him back already. You know, I did even more for him. Or Ma'uk Farasa. He did something for me, you're right, but it didn't like cost him much. He didn't like go out for me. Or Zunik Reis Tova, I could have done without it. I didn't really need what he did. Or, you know, other times I've helped him out. You know, Magili. Or he didn't mean to do it for me. He was doing it for himself, so he might as well, you know, it wasn't anything sweat off his back. Right? V'chulu, many other examples. But he says Rav Zavidzal, throughout the Torah, we have so much Hakaras HaTov. Ammon and Moab, the Ramban says, are not allowed into our nation because they lacked Hakaras HaTov. The whole story of the Shibud Mitzrayim starts off with a lack of Hakaras HaTov. V'yakam al-Chadash al-Mitzrayim, ashalo yadas Yosef. It starts off. The root of it all is Hakaras HaTov, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do the first couple of Makos, right? There's so many things we have to recognize. Everything that we get from everyone throughout our lives to make sure we have the proper perspective. But here, Bnei Yisrael didn't. Kfuye Tova, Bnei Kfuye Tova. Third line. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo remazel lahen li Yisrael alach arbaim shana. Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't relay this message that Hashem gave them, me, tame, until after 40 years. Shneamar. Maybe Rashi says he didn't even understand it or focus on it. For 40 years he didn't tell Bnei Yisrael or explain to them this. Right? Tosfos asks them. Tosfos printed on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So why did Hashem and why did Moshe get angry at them? Right? If he didn't give them over this message, so why wasn't he machped? Right? So says Moshe, different days in Tosfos, the second day is, well, Moshe thought after 40 years they'd get it. And they still didn't get it. That was the problem. Others say that maybe there was a difference here because they were at Tzibur, one of the Mefarshim, maybe the Ben Yoyada. They were at Tzibur, so at Tzibur might have gotten it before 40 years. Just the Yachid has to wait 40 years. Yosef Engel quotes, maybe this is connected to Ben Arboim Labina, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, he quotes that some quote our Gemara, I think Rashi there in Pirkei Avos, quotes our Gemara as connected to Ben Arboim Labina. The problem is, Ben Arboim Labina means from when you're born. Right, this is from when you hear it from your Rebbe. But he has that parallel. He quotes that from Rashi and he says, Sorach Ian, the Shama Kavana Aben Mem Misha Nolad. The Kana Kavana Amem Shana Misha Shalamad. So it's not an exact parallel, but that is a connection. Continuing, Amar Rabba. You see from here that people don't focus and realize everything and the depths of what the Rebbe is saying until 40 years later. The Chashuk Echemet discusses here, what's the halacha? Oh, that's where I saw it. Here it's coming up. Right? What's the Chashuk Echemet discusses? If somebody is able to learn Torah by themselves, learn Dafyomi by themselves, or learn Torah and Dafyomi in a tzibur, which is better to do? So he says, maybe it's better to do a petzibur. Why is it better to do a petzibur? Says the Chashuke Chemed here. He goes to Bir Halacha. First about the godless of learning petzibur. Rebbe Rovam Hajus Melech. It's better to learn b'chabura. The Gemara Brachas Davav. It's better to learn with others. But also, he quotes the Avodas Avodah, Shlomo Kluger, right here. That Tosfos's question, right? Why does Moshe get upset at them? So the Avodah Savodah says, because maybe Talmud Torah Derabim is Adif be Talmud Torah Diyachid, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Megillah. So I might have thought that maybe they should have gotten it sooner. Fine, Moshe didn't get it, but they should have gotten it sooner, because Talmud Torah Derabim is Adif. Good. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Ben Noah, my tachzeh, what does the pasuk mean in Yishayo? Ashreichem, Zorei al Kolmayim, praise are those who plant by the water, Mishalchei Reg al Ashor V'achamor, those who send the legs of the ox and donkey. So without the Pasha Pshat, the Gemara just darshins each phrase and each word. Ashreyam Yisrael, praise are you, B'nai Yisrael. Bizmancha oskim b'Torah b'gimil chasadim, when you're involved in Torah and chesed, Yitzram masur b'yadam, your Yetzahara is given over to you, ve'ein heim masur b'yad Yitzram, and your Yetzar doesn't have any power over you. Shenemar, where do you see this in the pasuk? Ashreichem zorei al kolmayim, ve'ein zriya el etzdaka. Zeria, the first part of the pasuk, that's a reference to tztaka. Shenemar ziru lachem litztaka, v'kitzru levichased. Vein mayim ela Torah, and mayim, of course, is Torah. Shenemar hoy kol samei lechu lamayim, mishalchei regal ashar v'achamor. So in the pasuk, you have, praise are you who do zeria, which is chesed, and mayim, which is Torah, and mishalchei regal ashar v'achamor. That's a reference, Rashi quotes, to the Yetzahara. So if you do these things, you have protection from the Yetzahara. Good. Tonet ve'eliyahu, last line of the Agadata. And then we get back into halacha. La'olam yasim adam atzmo al divrei Torah. A person should put themselves to Torah. Kishor la'ol v'kachamor l'masui. Like an ox to hold a burden, and like a donkey also to hold a load. Like an ox and a donkey. Why dafka these two things? Various different shatim given. The Chafetz Chaim says, in ox, Chafetz Chaim in Parshas Vayechi, quotes this chazal. On the pasuk of Yisachar, right? An ox works before. He plows the field to get it ready to plant in. A chamor is afterwards. He schleps the bundles afterwards. So the same thing with Talmud Torah. We have to have a lot of pre and a lot of post. We have to be kodim, tzorach lios meha amelim. Lohavin is divrei Torah. We have to work hard and get ready. And after that, we have to take it with us. We have to be chazer it over and over again and go over it and take it and not leave it. Right? That's number one. That's maybe the Chamor and the Shor. If you look at Rav Schwab on this pasuk in his Sefer on Yishayo, an amazing Sefer, says Rav Schwab, he says there are two burdens that a Jew bears in life. One is the old mitzvos, right? We have to do everything that Hashem tells us to do, keeping the mitzvos of the Torah, right? Number one. And number two is the Ol of Yisurin, suffering, trials, and tribulations. There's hardly anyone who does not carry some sort of pekel, a sack, on his back. This could be physical, spiritual, emotional, or economic. When one is faced with adversity, he should consider himself a chamor lamasui, as a donkey, a beast of burden who does not complain or attempt to throw his load off. Rather, a person should carry his pekel without complaints and immediately make peace with it, accepting it as God's will. We have to go through life with a shor and with a chamor. A shor might go somewhere else, but a chamor just takes his pekel and goes with it. Rav Shlomo Kluger also here in the Avodah Savoda gives his own pshat of shor and chamor. He talks about how Torah gives us hana'ah, but only in the spiritual sense. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So a shor, he says, plows the field, but that's good for him. He's plowing the field in order to plant seeds that things are going to grow, and then he's going to eat. A chamor gets no hana'ah directly from the burden that he is holding. He's schlepping it for his master, and then he gets to the other side. He doesn't get anything out of that. Okay, his master will like that he did it. It'll give him food, but there's nothing directly from the burden. So he says the Avodah Savodah, that's what happens here too. Yes, there's ultimately some hana'ah, like a shor to a burden, but we have to look at it as if it's a chamor. We can't look at it and do it for the hana'ah. That's mitzvos, lav lehenos nitnu. Okay, so now we get back to Rabbosai, the context of Avodah Zarah. So Gimel Yom Asur v'laseis v'laseis imahim. The first Mishnah said for the 3 days before their holiday, we're not allowed to be involved with them. Why not? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, because they're going to be happy and then be moded to their Avodah Zarah. Rashi here, it's pointed out, seems to give it the other reason that comes up later, because they might use this item in their service. And maybe it's more of a lifnei issue. So either way, 3 days, it says. Says the Gemara, Omi v'idam kulehai. The people buy their animals 3 days before they're going to use them. Patnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin, in the sugya of Oso ve'es bino, ba'arba prakim bashana, 4 times a year, hamocher behema lechaveiro tzarech lahodio. 4 times a year, you have to tell the buyer of your animal that you sold the mother or the daughter that day, because you have to assume that they're going to shech the animal that you are selling. Ima macharti lishcho, bita macharti lishcho. Which days? Ve'elohein, erev yantav achron shachag. Erev, the last day of Sukkot, because after all, it's the last day to bring you your Tashlumin. Erev Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. Erev Pesach, because of Karban Pesach. The Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, because again, Rashi quotes Shalmei Chagiga, Olas Re'iya, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is a semi-yontif, as we've discussed at length in the past. We'll get to that if there's time. Ukadiv Rabbi Yosef Glili, Av Erev Yom Kippur, Begolio. Another Shah Sugya. Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is the day that there's a mitzvah that writes it to eat. But either way, what do you see from here? That people buy the animal the day they want to shecht it, not 3 days before. So why does our Mishnah give that impression? So the Gemara says there's a difference. Hasam de la achila sagi bechad yoma, where you're buying it to eat, like on Yantif. One day, you buy it, then you shecht it that day, before the holiday. Hacha de la hakrava binan tlasa yomi. But here, where they're getting it to be makrovit for their holidays, you need 3 days. 3 days they want to prepare. Says the Gemara, Ulagrava Sagi Betlaza Yomi, is 3 days enough? You're being makriv? What about us? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in the Brisa, Shorlim Bilchas HaPesach, Kodem Ezer Shloshim Yom? You prepare for the holiday 30 days before, or at least, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Answers the Gemara, there's a big difference. Ananda Shlichi Mumin, we have a lot of Mumin that we have to check out and learn about. The Pasle Afilu Bedokin Shaba Ayin, even a tiny little Mumin in the eye, right, that's what caused Kamps and Bar Kamps of problems. Even a tiny little Dokin Shaba Ayin, Binatlas and Yomin, there's a lot to focus on and to research, so we need 30 days. Inu, the Mechusar Ever, Islu, Betlas and Yomisagi. But the Umos HaOlam, their only Mum is if it's missing a limb. That's not so hard. That could take 3 days. That's all you need for to check that out if they're missing the limb. Okay, we're going to stop there in the Gemara, because it continues to the next Amud, but just one Ha'ara, and that is regarding the Isra of Osova Espino. Isra of Osova Espino, what's the message of Osova Espino? So some Rishonim put it in the world of Rachmanis and the like, but the Zayim LaTorah has an amazing suggestion. The Zayim LaTorah says, the Isra of Osova Espino teaches us, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. A person in Yerushalayim, shechs a para, shechs a cow. He's just minding his own business. All of a sudden, the mother of this cow, which is on the other side of the world, all of a sudden there's an Isra on Kol Yisrael to shech that animal. What does Moshe in Yerushalayim have to do with the rest of the world? What do they care? Davar ze malamed osanu, sheyesh ba'am Yisrael shaychus nifla, bein Reb Yisrael l'chol Yisrael. Ula hefech, bein haprat el hakla ula hefech, shaychus kazos she'enena b'shar ha'umos. What does one action have to do with all the others? La'am Yisrael, neshama achas, klalus l'chol Yisrael, rak ha'gufim nifradim, mikan, klayzal revim zelazek lapishmaya, and that's where this mitzvah, you would think, oh, so vespino, what does that have to do with me? No, it's a very yesodistic mitzvah, says Rav Sarutskin in the Zayin LaTorah. Again, the 2 days that are mentioned here are also defining Erev Rosh Hashanah. We discussed at length in the past the status of Rosh Hashanah, how much is it a yontif, how much is it a Yom Hadin? We discuss this in the context of Hallel, right? The Rambam says it's not a day of Simcha Yisera. The Avelus, Rosh Hashanah, we pass and breaks Avelus, but it's not so clear in the Mishnah and Moikatan, Daf Yates, there are 2 days about it, and even regarding eating, right? This is about eating. That's the context we're talking about. Machlokes Gaonim, whether we're supposed to fast or eat on Rosh Hashanah. What do we paskin? It's the only day in Shulchan Aruch that we have such a middle type of formulation. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ochlim v'shosim u'smeichim ve'imasanim Rosh Hashanah. You have to eat and drink. You're not allowed to fast. Amnam lo yochlu kol savam. Laman lo yekelu rosham v'tiyayiras Hashem apaneihem. But don't go overboard. This doesn't say that on Shabbos or Yontif. There's no limitation like that because this is in the middle somewhere. It's a yantif, but it's limited, right? And that's why we even paskin. Amazing. The nosa kelam on Shulchan Aruch. Let's say somebody forgets yala v'yavo on Rosh Hashanah. So usually the rule is if you had to have the suda, then you have to repeat. See here too, you had to have the suda, right? So you should have to repeat. Say the nosa kelam because there's a day of the Gaonim that you should be fasting today, so we don't paskin like that day, but it's enough to say that if we forgot yala v'yavo, we won't have to repeat the Amida. So again, the day of Rosh Hashanah as a holiday is a whole sugya b'fnei atzmo. And we could also talk about the Erev Yom Kippur, the Chakira amongst the Rishonim, about the eating of Erev Yom Kippur, right? Rov Asum, Rashi, and the Rosh, and Maseches Yoma, right? It's what's the eating of mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur? The only mitzvah d'oraisa, the only day that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. So the Rosh and Rashi say, Hachana, it's about Hashem knows that we're going to fast anyway, so he gives us a mitzvah to eat. Chaz de Hashem, the Meshech Rama uses this as an example of Derecha Derechei Noam. Or Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva has a different type of formulation where he says maybe this is like the Sudas Yontif of Yom Kippur. We can't have the Sud on Yom Kippur because it's a mitzvah of Inui, it's a mitzvah of Tzom. But we bump it up a little bit. Obviously, the assumption is that you could have a Sud of Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur. It must be a little Shemes of Yom Kippur already. If it wasn't Yom Kippur, then it's like having a Sud a week before Yom Kippur where it's not Shaykh to have that. But either way, this Brisa has a lot to tell us about the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue next time with the Amar Rebbe Lazar. Okay, we'll stop here.